a little bit just to, you know, move around a bit and kind of, you know, get a little caffeine in here, get a little food in here. So then you got to kind of move around a little bit if you're sitting still. If you're someone like me, Dave or Wendy, you can't just sit. So got to move around a little bit, wandered around and peeked into another office room here up in the studio. And what did I see? Purple tutus. Yes, I did. We want to put those on. Please, let's get ourselves up to the goal that we have in mind. The $2,500 goal, I think, is still out there for a purple tutu donning. But we are really looking to get up to that $5,000 goal. I know $4,000 was met last year. I know we can do better than that. This is my first time being part of the fundraiser, and I am having fun. That's why you call it a fundraiser. Like that?
I yeah. do.
I did not come up with that, by the way.
That just, was just well done. Yep. Yep. Well done, well done. And thank you to Wendy. She's keeping track of all of our song requests. She has more laptops than I do over by her right now.
Her brain is breaking. I can hear it. It's going like this.
Yeah. Yeah. So Wendy's keeping track. She's doing all the tech stuff. We appreciate her doing all the tech
Absolutely.
Stuff today.
Thank
so.
You, Wendy.
I am the tech guy.
Why is she doing that?
I don't know. This is weird.
She was just in his seat. He went a little bit Jekyll and Hyde a minute ago. Things are getting a little weird around here. But you know what? That's okay. We're going to have some more visitors come through. We're really excited for that. The energy is just going to keep on building. This is a great fundraiser and a great, great organization to support. Hope House folks. Max.fm. You'll find all the details. You can go on our Facebook page, too, to find out how to donate. And again, important word here, minimum donation. That does not mean that's what it costs. That means that's the minimum to get to request, dedicate, or bump songs. So $5, $10, and $25 are the minimum donations for those three things. But that doesn't mean you cannot donate more, and we'd love it if you did. So please show your love and support for Hope House. They do such wonderful work.
Yes, they do. And as a reminder, we're auctioning off 4 tickets to the Monster Mash Spooktacular at the Legacy Dinner Theater. You need to text those bids into 608-355-9970. Our current high bid is $225. So if you want a chance for those tickets, 4 of those tickets, a $320 value. Right now, the high bid is $225. Text your bid to 608-355-9970. $25 increments, please. Also, I want to quickly thank our sponsors for Hope House Radio Request-A-Thon today. Riverside and Great Northern Railway Pumpkin Train, Legacy Dinner Theater, Monster Mash Spooktacular. 4 of those tickets are up for auction on the text line. Baraboo State Bank, Weicker Great Day Realty, Secure Strategic Technology, Bank of Wisconsin Dells. Thank you so much. And thank you to all of our listeners and supporters. We have another song request from Kelly, Firehouse. Don't Treat Me Bad on Max FM.
Well, I never thought you'd hurt me. I guess you live in love. Only blames why you're bound to get burned. Well, I've been mistreated. I've been used before. I get kicked in the face till I come back for more. But I won't cry no more, cause the tears are all in vain. We can pick up the pieces, start it all again. Let's just get back to the way it was before. Oh girl, I can't take anymore. Baby, don't treat me bad.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Wendy, Emily, and Dave for Hope House Radio Requestathon. Keep those requests coming in. Send those in via max.fm. That's our website. Click on the Hope House calendar event. The request link is right there. Minimum $5 donation gets that request on there. $10 to bump request, or $10 dedication. Minimum $25 donation to bump a request. Now, we're waiting for somebody to tell us that they're listening because we had a dual dedication come in this morning.
I love that.
I feel a little like Casey Kasem.
I feel a little like Casey Kasem every
day. Here's your long-distance dedication.
Everybody listed in our age group can totally remember that.
Yes,
he
exactly.
He had a voice like butter, didn't he?
Oh, he sure did.
This is Casey Kasem. How's that one?
That was pretty good. Yeah,
that was pretty good, Dave. Pretty good.
So good to
I guess we'll
you
keep you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still on the fence.
For right now.
Not for right now.
We're just waiting to make sure Corey Hartman's listening because he's one of the people that's involved in this dedication. So I know one of my favorite people is already listening. Now we're waiting on Corey Hartman. So as soon as we have ears on Corey Hartman.
Yeah, come on, Corey. Didn't you hear the song before that? Don't treat me bad. Just show up when you say you're going to show up, man. Come on.
Do the things.
In the meantime, we're going to thank our Hope House sponsors, of course, Bank Wisconsin Dells, Secure Strategic Technology, Weicker Realtors Great Day, Baraboo State Bank, Legacy Dinner Theater. Tickets are being auctioned off right now for Legacy Dinner Theater for the Monster Mash Spooktacular.
Spooktacular.
I was looking at it online. It looks so fun. It looks like Halloween mixed with musical, mixed with a haunted house. And I just can't even figure out what's all happening. But Frankenstein was singing. So, you know, you had me at Frankenstein. As we know, I'm a very big fan of Halloween. Last but not least, Riverside and Great Northern Railway Pumpkin Train. Been on a Woo-hoo. Pumpkin train. It's so cute. You get on, there's some children on there, family friendly. Go pick a pumpkin, come on back, and you have an experience and a pumpkin to take home.
Absolutely. Just listening to Emily read those sponsors, I had some song suggestion thoughts.
Yes, Wendy, what are they?
Well, the last time there was like a musical Halloween thing, wasn't that Thriller? So we haven't heard from anybody to request that yet.
Yeah,
and then when the pumpkin train, there's always the Come On Ride the Train. We could play that one.
I love that song.
You know, if you need some ideas for requests, throw those out at us, guys.
Come
you know, it's
on,
only $5.
Whoop, whoop.
So let's do that. But Dave, give us an update on that Legacy Dinner Theater auction.
All right. So we're at $225 for four tickets.
$225. Who? Give me $252. Give me $252.
Who let you two have caffeine this morning?
Powerline Coffee.
Yes, thank you.
We love them.
Yes,
they're awesome.
Thank you to Powerline Coffee for powering us up this morning as well. We appreciate that.
Dave has no idea what just hit him with the heavily caffeinated Wendy and Emily.
No, see, here's the thing.
And it's early. It's barely. It's only 10 o'clock.
As I've been joking off air, I've got my wife with me and my work wife with me all in the same room.
Who give me $250? Who give me $250? Come on, we need $250. Come on.
Come on,
$250. Come on, $250. Come on, $250.
We just had Randy say, Randy said, take the Red Bull away from both of you.
They're just
never touch the stuff.
No, it's terrible for you. Caffeine in the good old-fashioned coffee cup.
Little coffee cup. Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm. No taurine, folks. No,
well,
no,
if it's the Randy I'm thinking of, he knows I'm just nuts anyway. So, you know, whether I have coffee or not, I'm really just this funny. Even I don't even need to like have drinks. I can make up all kinds of fun stuff.
10 in the morning.
It's how my broken brain works. I just like somebody will say something and I'll like bust in a song or, you know, do a thing. We bust out an old commercial. People look at me like I'm nuts.
You know. Wow, my brain's hurting with you two at the same time over here.
So what happens when you give me all that technology to deal with? Don't make me dance again.
Okay, in case anyone is curious, Wendy is running all of the tech stuff in-house today.
I don't know how that happened, people, but pray for me.
Yes. All right. So we had a request for some
Katy Perry
this morning. So, you know, Tim on here, Katy Perry, California Girls. So you go to max.fm to send those songs in. So here's California Girls with Katy Perry and Snoop Dogg on Max
I love
FM.
This song.
Greetings, loved ones. Let's take a journey.
I know a place where the grass is really green. And the birds
ready. Turn it up cause it's getting heavy. Wild, wild West Coast. These are the girls I love the most. I mean the ones, I mean like she's the one. Kiss her, touch her, squeeze her buns. The girl's afraid she drive a Jeep and live on the beach. I'm okay, I won't play. I love the bay just like I love LA. Venice Beach and Palm Springs. Summertime is everything. Homeboys banging out. All that ass hanging out. Bikinis, bikinis, martinis, no weenies. Just the king and the queenie. Katie, my lady. Look at here, baby. I'm all up on you cause you represent me. California.
This is Dave Grant with 99.7 Max FM. I have Danny from Hope House with us today. Danny, how are you doing today?
I'm doing really well. Thank you.
You are welcome. Now, tell us a little bit about what you do with Hope House.
Yes, yes. So I am the Sexual Assault Program Manager over at Hope House. We have multiple different teams. We have an education team, and that education team speaks in our schools of the importance of, you know, choice and body autonomy. And they also speak with adults, too, on how to best support any victims or survivors going through sexual assault or if they are experiencing that themselves. We also have a dedicated shelter team who are available 24/7, located at our shelter right here in Baraboo. We have a domestic violence team and we have a sexual assault team. So what my team does is we go and we meet with people right where they're at. Let's say if they were just assaulted, we go and we meet with them, present their different options, and if they are wanting to seek out services such as law enforcement or SANES, we're helping coordinate that and really giving them back their choice.
Now, if someone needs to get in contact with you, what is the best way for them to do that, Danny?
Yes, yes. So we have a multitude of ways to get in contact, as we recognize sometimes it's not safe for our clientele to be able to just pick up that phone and call. So we do have a crisis email that is available 24/7. If you go right to our website, it'll take you to that crisis email. Or if you would like to access it yourself, it's crisis@hopehousescw.org. The benefit to going straight to our website to access that email address is that we do have a safety feature. One click of a button, that webpage goes away and any browsing history goes away. So we do have either reaching out via email or reaching out to our hotline at 608-356-9123.
And again, your website is hopehousescw.org. Danny, is there anything else that you'd like to add today?
I just would like to thank all the folks of Baraboo and our community. It truly takes a village, and we just appreciate all the donations that come through. We have great support from Baraboo as a community. So even just by stopping by, dropping off a toilet paper roll, or calling to see how you can get more involved, we just want to thank you, because if it wasn't for folks like you that are willing to show up, we wouldn't be able to serve as many clients as we can. So just want to thank the community, and it definitely takes a village.
Danny, thank you so much for joining us and for everything you do at Hope House. We appreciate it.
This is the 99.7 Max FM Request-A-Thon fundraiser for Hope House of South Central,
Wisconsin.
Going live
in 5 seconds. 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Wendy, Emily, and Dave. It is a Max FM Hope House Radio Request-A-Thon brought to you by Bank of Wisconsin, Dallas Secure Strategic Technology, Weicker Great Day Realty, Baraboo State Bank, Legacy Dinner Theater, Monster Mash Spooktacular. Those tickets are at $225 is a high bid. Text your bid in now. 608-355-9970 or via the free Civic Media app. We're looking for a $25 increment, so the next bid will be $250, value $320 for those tickets. And also thank you to Riverside and Great Northern Railway Pumpkin Train going to be a great time to get out and enjoy that. So, Emily, you're in here in studio with me. We're getting song requests, and this song request is not from us.
No, this is not from us, and frankly, I don't really want to hear it, but it's going to be played anyways, isn't it?
It is. Someone did a dedication. I want to remind everyone.
Just joking. Not trying to be harsh.
Well, you know, I want to remind everyone that we do have a goal to raise $5,000 for Hope House South Central Wisconsin. We are not at that goal. We're at $1,150. We have a long ways to go. And so, reminder, every time you put a request, a minimum $5 donation gets that song on there. Minimum $10 to do a dedication. And the key right now that I want to remind everyone, minimum $25 donation to bump a song. All right. And so, hey, I think we have Jay Roberts with us as well. Hey, Jay, can you hear us okay today? Jay, you need to unmute if you are listening. Hey, there you are.
I got to get that on a t-shirt.
What's that?
Unmute if you're listening.
I need to unmute.
I think we all should. All of us radio personalities need to say, unmute if you'd like to hear me. Oh, my bad.
Yeah. So, hey, I'm just joining you, obviously, and I wanted to mention, I would imagine the people at Hope House really appreciate, all of the requests that have come in and all of the effort behind the fundraiser. And I don't know if Dave has done any complaining yet about the time that he has to spend at work today, but I just want to, maybe I'm the first one to say thank you to Dave for putting in the extra time, because you're kind of making my job a little easier today.
Well, that's ultimately the goal. And, you know, I'm good. I'm going to be here. I said it's possible I could be on the radio for 12 hours today, because last year we went until 5 o'clock taking requests. So we're going to keep taking the requests until they stop coming in today, Jay.
Yeah, and it's time well spent. So if anyone has not made a request yet, start doing that. Make those requests and help support Hope House.
Yeah, exactly. Now, so we did have a request coming in. Emily and I were talking a little bit about this one, and we want to remind everyone, you can do a $25 minimum donation to bump a song. And this came in from Tara, and she's dedicating this song to Killian. And, this song, I don't know what to say about it. Again, we're going to remind people, Jay, $25 minimum donation to bump songs, right?
Just a reminder, just a gentle reminder, or maybe, middle of the road, gentle and firm somewhere in there.
Are you ready for this, Jay?
Yeah, I'm excited to hear what it is.
All right, I'm going to start playing it. Here we go. Reminder, you can bump this song for $25.
Favorite. That's my favorite song.
Jay, no.
How did you get a copy of that? Oh. But it's only my favorite when that team is winning, though.
See, I wasn't going to out you today, Jay. I knew you were going to appreciate this one. Again, minimum $25 donation will bump this song.
Donate anyway. Donate.
Okay, I think we might have some donations coming in here. Right, I'm cutting this off. We have songs to bump this off. I knew this would.
Say, did you just get like $1,000 request to shut that one down? Hopefully so.
Is it getting bumped?
Oh, it's getting bumped. I mean, we've got bump after bump on this. This is absolutely crazy. Wendy, how many bumps did we get when that came in? It looks like, what, 4 bumps? She says two. So I've got requests. We're going to do Freebird. This is to bump the Skull song that was on. Sorry, Jay. Love you
still. No, it's worth it. I like Freebird too.
And thank you to Dolly for bumping it as well. And so,
thanks,
yes.
Dolly.
Yes, and we're not going to play the full-length Freebird song. Just in case anyone's curious, we'll play up to about 4.5 minutes of a song. So thank you, Dolly, for bumping this song. We appreciate it. MC, that's why we're bumping it right there. We didn't want to hear that song. I just had to get in there one more time in case anyone was curious. So thank you to Dolly for your bump today. And now, this has been requested by Dolly, little Freebird, for Derek at ETC. So thank you, Dolly, for your bump. Max FM. It is the Max FM Hope House Radio Requestathon. And so we do play the songs that you request, but we do limit them to 5 minutes. And so that song would go on for another couple minutes as much as we love that song. So, but yes, thank you, Dolly, for bumping that. So what we're going to do is we're going to get a word in from our sponsors. And then Emily, Wendy, Jay, and myself will be back with you in just a few moments. Again, keep those requests coming in this morning. We appreciate your support for the Max FM Hope House Radio Request-a-thon.
It's game time with Max FM Big Deals. Score big with discounted gift certificates from your local favorites. Asgard Axe and Tap, Bender's Tap In, Station 136. Don't miss the action. The big deal of the day drops twice a week. And keep listening to Dave in the Morning for details on our foodie flash sale. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and get in on the savings game with Max FM Big Deals.
Hey, it's Jessa from the Green Vine in beautiful downtown Baraboo. We're serving up fresh smoothies, bubbly boba teas, crisp salads and wraps, hand-dipped ice cream, and our new Lotus Energy Sparklers, all made with fresh, feel-good ingredients. Our smoothie of the month is strawberry banana, blended to perfection and ready to fuel your day. And yes, we've got gluten-free and dairy-free options, so there's something for everyone. Find us at the corner of 4th and Oak on the historic Baraboo Square. Green Vine, fresh ingredients you can feel.
Ready to dive into your next big creative project? Red Dot Quilt Supplies of Reedsburg is there for you. Your new favorite quilt shop has the highest quality fabrics to help you create your next beautiful handmade wedding or baby shower gift. Focusing on blenders and background fabrics in every color that you can think of, this well-stocked quilt shop is just blocks from downtown Reedsburg. New fabrics are added weekly. Find out more at red.quiltsupplies.com. Happy quilting!
Experience the thrill of racing around one of the highest peaks in the Dells area on the all-new Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Get ready for breathtaking views and heart-pounding excitement as you experience the beauty of Wisconsin Dells in a whole new way. Or take a star-filled nighttime ride because the coaster is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com today to order tickets and find out more about this unique family fun adventure today. Use promo code MAXFM for 10% off your ride.
With Progressive's Home Quote Explorer, you can easily find the right home insurance for you, even if it's not with Progressive. But if you don't choose us, then sure, okay, it's not going to work out. We're not going to cry about it or stay awake wondering what our future together would have looked like. We can't get emotionally invested, even if it sounds like we are. Progressive's Home Quote Explorer allows you to easily compare home insurance rates and coverages in one place, even if it's not with us. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. I love you. I shouldn't have said that.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
This is Dave Grant with 99.7 Max FM. Jamie, thank you so much for joining us today from Hope House. Why is it important for people listening to the Request-a-thon to request a song and make a donation today?
Yeah, that's a great question. Hope House, like programs state and nationwide, has lost a really significant portion of our grant funds. And the support received here today and really throughout the year is keeping programming alive despite those massive grant losses. And that's why I'm really so grateful to work in a community that gives so much back. So if you're looking to give back beyond today and this donation request-a-thon, you can visit hopehousescw.org to donate directly to Hope House anytime. And you can also sign up for a recurring donation there. It's very easy. It takes, you know, whatever, $5, $10 out of your account every month. Wonderful. So appreciated. Our website is also where you can learn more about how your donations make a direct impact within this community through the programs that are supported.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's a Hope House Radio Request-a-thon. We have myself, Wendy, Emily, and Jay Roberts all on at the same time today. Jay, how you doing, bud?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Is it scary that we're all on together?
It is.
A little bit. Yeah. No.
It is.
Lots of energy.
And
lots of energy.
And so, yes, we appreciate that you're here with us. And, you know, Were you disappointed that your theme song got bumped, even though you weren't the one who requested it?
You know what? Normally I would be, but honestly, in this situation, bump that thing. Get that out of here. Get requests in and support a Hope House. I mean, it's where you could say, hey, you know what? We're never playing that again. If the right donation comes in, great.
Ooh, but a forever bump? Is that possible? Can we do that?
Yeah, I think we could. I think that's great. And see, I wasn't trying to out you as a Vikings fan at all, Jay.
No, that's all right. That's all right. See, I have to be fair weather on both sides, you know? I mean, to be a Packer fan. I'm from Minnesota originally, so kind of have to play that card as well. But yeah, nothing but love for the Pack as well. So
Well, that's good. Thanks for that. We appreciate that. And again, yeah, sorry your song got bumped. But you know what? It's all for a good cause, right, guys? We're doing the right thing here.
It is. It really is.
And I want to mention something, too, that's important. You know, we all have different tax situations, depending on what your situation is. It would certainly dictate what is tax deductible. But Hope House being a nonprofit, you know, these donations that are collected today are donations to Hope House. It's going directly to them. So keep it in mind, you know, if you're looking to do some charitable giving, this is a great way to do it and support a really wonderful local organization.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for mentioning that. That's a big deal, like especially, you know, as a business owner. And if you're all out there as a business thinking about donating, Jay is right. Absolutely. This is tax deductible, which is a lovely little kind of a side note about that. So thanks so much.
Yeah, a nice little bonus perk for those that want to donate today.
Absolutely.
It is. Well, we have our next song request. And Wendy, this one was one I had to look up. And this was a dedication. I'll let you handle that one. The one that came in from Andrew to
Seth.
Yes.
And it's 121, which is from the Goofy movie.
And so
dedicated to Seth
from Andrew.
From Andrew.
So we want to make sure we get this one. Hopefully I've got the right song, because this one I wasn't sure on. I'm just going to go with it and we'll see what happens.
Again, I feel like Casey Kasem.
I do.
His long distance dedication.
We'll be back with you in just moments. The Hope House Radio Request-A-Thon on Max FM.
I'm
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and I stress more, it is the Max FM Hope House Radio Request-a-thon. Jay, what did you think of that song, bud?
You know what? I'm sitting there listening to that, and I'm thinking to myself, 2025 marks 30 years since a Goofy movie was released. How in the heck did that movie not be nominated for an Academy Award? Come on.
Yeah, exactly. I was kind of wondering the same thing. Well, it's kind of funny. We talk about Goofy, and, you know, the Baraboo police chief steps into our studio. Emily went running out the door. I'm not sure why. Chief, do you have any idea why she went running out the door on us this morning?
Something to do with parking.
See, I was smart. I parked in the 24-hour parking lot. I mean, I hear there's some parking things happening in Baraboo. I'm not sure what all that's about, but too soon. Chief, thank you so much for joining us today. We're talking about Hope House of South Central Wisconsin, and they're the only domestic violence shelter in the five-county area, and their services are so important, especially for helping out law enforcement as well, correct?
Oh, very much so. Hope House gives us an opportunity to place a victim of domestic violence in a situation or in a place where they feel safe and can get back on their feet and reestablish within the community.
And we appreciate them because they're a 24/7 service, so 365 days a year, because these types of situations can occur at any time. This just isn't something that happens during the day. It can happen at any time. And so they're available 24/7 to assist with any of those needs that come up, right?
That is correct. And then a lot of volunteers there and a lot of support 24/7. That's an important tool to have in place for the communities and really value their services.
And we thank them for their services. And don't worry, Corey Hartman, you have not missed it. If you're listening, you have not missed it. So we're letting Corey know. So I think I have the whole civic media engineering team assembled now. So we're trying to get requests in today for Hope House of South Central Wisconsin. That's what it's all about. And we're doing it the fun way, right, Chief?
Correct. Yeah. Making it engaging the community as a whole here.
And we appreciate you stopping in because you and I have a community conversation at least once a month. At the rate things are going, we may have to look at doing this a couple times a month, you know? I think we
possibly.
Yes. And so we appreciate you being here, stopping in and hanging out with us today. And Jay, don't worry. I didn't tell him that you drive a fast car.
Oh, yeah. I go incognito with that for sure.
What color is that?
You know what I don't do? Hey, I might drive fast sometimes. I mean, never above the speed limit, but fast. And then I always park in legal parking spots in town. So it's important to do.
That's awesome.
Get in trouble.
Well, so Jay's in Minnesota, in case you were wondering. So he's not parked on the square or anything like that today. But
no,
what color is that car, Jay?
It's, well, they call it Rapid Blue, but it's the most beautiful light blue. And my wife picked it, so I got to give her credit for it. Gets a lot of looks, that color. I think it's the color more than anything else.
You know, I think my son, actually, he has a BMW that has the exact same color.
Such a cool color.
Yeah, it
is. People always look, and I always wonder if they're looking at, you know, to see how did such a big guy stuff himself into a little car. Maybe that's what they're looking at when I drive by. But yeah, the color's pretty cool. It catches the eye.
And this is a Corvette we're talking about, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, just making sure, you know, I want to make sure, you know, not that you're driving that in Baraboo or anywhere like that. So, you know, that was the big thing. I appreciate you being with us, Jay, so much. We thank you so much. It's so fun to actually get to do a show with you. You and I have not got to do this yet since you and I have been working together. And you get to be part of the Hope House Radio Request-a-thon. Now, I know you have to duck out in a couple of minutes, correct?
Right. Yeah, I do. I'm doing some stuff with nonprofit today. So, hey, start the day with nonprofit and, you know, go right to the next nonprofit event. So,
well, thank you so much for hopping on with us. We really appreciate it. And good luck with your rest of your day as well.
All right. And thanks for covering for me, too, Dave, and spending all this time at work today. We appreciate it.
Yeah, you betcha. I wouldn't miss this for anything in the world. And this, again, is a Hope House Radio Request-a-thon today. We thank Bank of Wisconsin, Dallas, Secure Strategic Technology, Weicker Great Day Realty, Baraboo State Bank, Legacy Dinner Theater, Monster Mash, Spooktacular. We're auctioning off those tickets Today, we have a $225 high bid for four of those tickets to Legacy Dinner Theater. Next bid needs to be $250. So text 608-355-9970 if you'd like to bid on those. And also thank you to the Riverside and Great Northern Railway Pumpkin Train. We appreciate them as a sponsor. So we had a special song request come in. And this is one that, you know, we had to make sure we had all the timing right. And because this was a dedication, this came in from our good friend, Chris, a.k.a. Casper. And he wanted to tell our good friends how much we know how much they love Meatloaf. And this is a way of thanking Drew and Corey for being such amazing bosses. So Casper is dedicating this to Corey and Drew, because he knows how much they love Meatloaf. And you may be thinking about the Meatloaf type of thing you would eat, Chief Carlone. This isn't it. This is what it actually is. And so this goes out to Drew and Corey from Casper. And this is not the song I want to play. Hang on, Lil Mathlin. So this is for Drew and Corey from Casper. Here you go, buddies.
Well, I remember every little thing as if it happened only yesterday. Parking by the lake and there was not another car inside. And I never had a girl looking any better than you did. And all the kids at school, they were wishing they were me that night. And now our bodies are held so close and tight. It never felt so good, it never felt so right.
Take that crap off the air, Dave.
holy crap. It is Corey Hartman in the in the flesh. $20 bill in hand. Come on, you want to hear this? So, Corey Hartman.
Sorry, Casper.
So, Corey Hartman.
We don't have time for 7.5 minute songs today.
That song is crazy long.
It is.
When I see that, and we're talking about how much you love Meatloaf. It's the kind you eat, not the kind that you listen to.
Right, the Angus or the buffalo loaf, right?
So we had another preemptive strike come in from our VP of technology as well.
So two votes to take it off.
Two votes to take this off.
Well, how come
off?
I can still hear it in the background,
because I
Dave?
Knew it would annoy
Turn it off.
You off. You want it louder?
Off. No, off, Dave. I'm going to take my money back, and then you're going to have to explain that to Hope House.
So, Corey Hartman, thank you so much for stopping in.
Hello.
It's good to have you in studio. Does it feel weird to be on that side of the whole setup here today?
Well, of course it does.
And so it's good to have you here. Hope House is such an important thing for us. And this is something that you started when you started Max FM. And we were telling our listeners a little bit earlier, we used to do a donation drive outside, and how much we all loved being outside for that.
Yeah. Outside when it was, what was it? End of October?
Yes.
And it was always like, I don't know, 32 degrees in the morning and maybe 55 and rain in the afternoon. And
yeah, almost
I just said,
snow.
You know, I said, we've got to do something that is better. We can do something that is better than, just packing the van full of toilet paper or whatever. I'm like, I think we can probably raise more money and do more good for Hope House if we do this request-a-thon. So... Dave's over there counting the money in the envelope.
No, I'm just making sure I keep track of what I'm doing here, because I had someone teach me about doing a spreadsheet for all of this. And so I'm just making sure I'm keeping track of all of our totals. So, I mean, we've got a lot of technology happening. As you walked in here, you didn't expect to see all this in here, did you?
Well, sure I did, because you sent me a picture of all this earlier.
And we had it in our laptop, too. Guess who's doing all of our tech work in here today? just turn your mic on.
Wendy's like,
So Wendy's handling the whole tech side of everything today.
My brain is going to break.
So what song would you want to hear since you did your donation today?
Well, Dave, there's a song that you always used to, request for me. So I'll donate that or dedicate that to the rest of the engineering team or something. I don't know.
Oh, are you talking about a Dan Fogelberg
song? No, God, no. No,
I'm betting it's Right Said Fred.
Yes, there you go. There you go.
Oh, so, okay, you didn't catch Matt Nair on air yesterday. Okay, I'm still good.
I did not.
Okay, good. I am still good then. Because,
no, you might be fired.
No, don't tell him what was happening when he wasn't paying attention. Come on. So you want Right Said Fred, huh?
Yeah. I mean, that shouldn't be hard to do. I mean, it's got to be in there.
Oh, I'm sure it is. I just got...
Come on, Dave.
Oh, I found it right here. I just wanted to make sure. You know, okay. I got this big red warning on Wide Orbit here saying things.
Yeah. If he'd stopped talking long enough to type, it would... He'd get that dunk basket.
Can't type and talk at the same
All
time.
All right, so we have the Corey Hartman theme song right here.
There it is.
Supporting Hope House of South Central Wisconsin.
I'm too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave me. It hurts. And I am too sexy for Milan. Too sexy for Milan, New York and Japan. And I am too sexy for your party. Too sexy for your party. No way I'm disco dancing. I'm a model, you know what I mean. And I do my little turn on the catwalk, yeah, on the catwalk, on the catwalk, yeah, I do my little turn on the catwalk. Sexy by far. And I'm too sexy for my hat. Too sexy for my hat. What you think about that? I'm a model, you know what I mean. And I do my little turn on the catwalk. Yeah, on the catwalk. On the catwalk. Yeah, I shake my little tush on the catwalk. Little turn on the catwalk, yeah, on the catwalk, yeah, on the catwalk, yeah, I shake my little tush on the catwalk. I'm too sexy for my cat, too sexy for my cat, poor pussy cat. I'm too sexy for my love, too sexy for my love, love's going to leave me. And I'm
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM is a Max FM Hope House Radio Request-a-thon. We're going to get back to your request in just a few moments after a look at weather on Max FM.
Apple season is in full swing at Oakwood Fruit Farm, featuring fresh picked Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and much more. Perfect for eating or baking. Sip on fresh apple cider. Enjoy apple cider donuts, caramel apples, cookies, turnovers, and take and bake pies. Every Tuesday, get 10% off all apple purchases. Plus, brighten your porch with mom's squash and pumpkin. Americans. Oakwood Fruit Farm open daily 9 to 5. Follow the signs south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Breast health is self-health. Reedsburg Area Medical Center is celebrating October Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The technologists at RAMC are skilled and compassionate, ready to assist you in your mammogram experience. Call Medical Imaging at 768-6229 to schedule your appointment. After all, don't you owe it to yourself? Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in breast health.
Tickets are on sale now for the brand new Halloween Monster Mash Spooktacular Show at the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells. The fun starts with an all-you-can-eat meal, including soup, roasted chicken, and all the sides, plus dessert. Then it's a family-friendly show with all your favorite ghosts and ghouls from past to present. Plus, tickets to the largest Christmas show in the Midwest, Christmas in the Dells, are now on sale. For tickets, dates, and more, head to LegacyDinnerTheater.com. That's LegacyDinnerTheater.com.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/music. That's ethos.com/music.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Tons of sunshine and warmth heading our way, not only today, but for the rest of the week and into the weekend. High temperatures today will hit the mid-70s and tomorrow flirting with 80. We hold on to the low 80s for Saturday, Sunday, and even into Monday. Need a new bathroom? Upgrade for 50% off installation now from Bath Planet. Call 1-800-329-4115. Right now, it's 54.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM is a Max FM Hope House Radio Request-a-thon. I've got the one, the only, Chief Operating Officer of Civic Media House, Corey Hartman. Congratulations on the promotion.
Thanks.
What's it feel like to be back in studio in Baraboo for you today?
I love it. And I love it. The view from the second floor of the old Wells Fargo building is fantastic. Now the Great Day building. And, you know, I'm watching. I don't know what's going on in the square, but there's a red truck and there's pumpkins in the back of it or something. And so there's always something happening downtown Baraboo on the square and can't miss it now.
And everyone wonders why I'm so easily distracted working up here. This is why, right here. Looking at this view is amazing. And I just am so appreciative to be back in downtown Baraboo. That was something you and I had worked on after I started here about this time last year.
We started on it before we even like did the changeover. We were up here and looked at it, you know, what was that, 3 years ago or something?
Something like that, yeah.
And we're like, yeah, you know, it's kind of neat, but this carpet's going to have to go, and these these drapes are going to have to come down. And we did that, and now it's a gorgeous studio back in downtown Baraboo, and again, we're right on the square, right across from our friends at Baraboo State Bank, and, you know, Kitty Corner. So, and the door's always open.
It is.
I would say the coffee's on, but I don't see any, so.
Well, not yet, but.
Coffee across the street.
Coffee, you can get powered by Powerline Coffee right across the street, but we have access to a kitchenette now, so that means I'm going to have some more, you know.
Okay.
That gives us a little bit of flexibility.
Do they sell beans and grounds and stuff over
there? Yeah, they've got beans over there as well, so good. You can stop on over.
So we'll get that, we'll come over here, we'll grind it, we'll put it in. Yep, there you go, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good stuff.
It is good stuff, and so. No, it's appropriate that you're here because we have another dedication that came in.
It is a request-a-thon after all.
It is. And so you can go to max.fm, click on the Hope House calendar event, takes you right to the donation link. minimum $5 donation to get that request on air, $10 for a dedication. And if you want to be like Corey Hartman, $25 to bump that song off the air, because apparently he only likes some meatloaf you can eat.
All right, so who's this one coming from?
All right, so this is a dedication to the entire team at Civic Media.
All right.
With a special shout out to the engineering, IT, and facilities crew. They truly embrace the spirit of radio. And so we had an anonymous donor donate this today.
That sounds like a Rush song.
It does sound like a Rush song. And, you know, I bet you know who did this, but they want to be anonymous.
All right, so, they can be anonymous.
But we thank you.
What was their anonymous donation?
It was a nice donation.
Sizable, anonymous donation?
Yep.
Excellent.
So thank you
to them.
Thank
you, mystery person.
Thank you to our mystery donator this morning. And this is a great song. Hopefully it's going to come on the Air Force.
There it is. All right, rock out.